Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I'm going to talk about a question that so many women have. They're always asking the same question over and over. Why don't men be consistent and want to have only one woman? I mean, this should be pretty much common sense. If you look at modern dating today, we're not in the same dating world we were in even 5 years ago, you guys. All right? So you have to understand, you have a world of social media. You have easy access to contact many, many different people, younger women, older women, and vice versa, okay? Or whoever you're dealing with. It's just become easier. You could go to somebody's inbox on Facebook, inbox on Instagram, or any different social media outlet and contact people and start talking to them. Whereas years ago in the dating world, it was a little bit more difficult to meet people. You'd have to get out in the world. You couldn't just, you know, start talking to somebody and it became so easy. And what happened with all of this social media is that people got more options, right? We always talk about options. People are always talking about, you know, oh, I don't want to be an option. You know, I know they're talking to a million other people. You have all these dating apps as well. Okay, so it's like people are bouncing around. Why are they bouncing around? Because they can, because they have all these different options. And in their mind, they're trying to find what's best for them. Now, men and women are wired differently. And I did a podcast on this that you guys might want to check out. You have to stop looking at that men and women want the same things. Now, obviously, there's always exceptions to the rule, and there are men and women that do want the same things, but it's very rare and very difficult to connect with somebody. And when I say the same things, what I'm talking about basically is the majority of the women want relationships. Not all women, but the majority of the women want relationships. And the men like to have their freedom. They like variety. Physiologically, men like, you know, they like to conquer. Okay. Now there's women that like to do that as well. It's, you know, there are women out there that like variety and everything like that, but we're talking in generality terms. All right. So when people come and they ask this question all the time, why don't the men want a good woman? Why do they need all these different options? Okay. Physiologically, men are wired to spread their sperm, okay? Men in general like variety. When you talk about a relationship, you have to think about what does a relationship actually mean? It means work. It means compromise. It means, to a lot of men, loss of their freedom. So a lot of them just want to go out and just have fun. And when I mean fun, it means dating different women, because who wants the same slice of pizza every night? Who wants to answer to somebody where you're going, what you're doing, when you could be free and you could be talking to a lot of different people? So you have to understand something. There's another aspect to this as well. With the abundance of options out there, the other thing that comes into play is that because women have become more desperate, all right, and this happens a lot, there's a lot of women that are emotionally weak, that want companionship, and they settle for the friends with benefits. They think that with the friends with benefits, it's going to turn into a relationship. And I've talked about this time and time again. That rarely happens, you guys. So it's almost like been a new way of acceptance. Oh, I'll just do the friends with benefits. I'm just going to go out and have fun and I'm going to be like the guys and yada, yada, yada. Well, first of all, let me just explain something to you guys. As you date and as you get older, things get more difficult, all right? A lot of men want to date younger. A lot of men in their 40s want to date women that are either in their 20s or 30s. It's not to say that's everybody, but a lot of them are like that. A lot of them do judge women that are over 40. You got a lot of ageists out there. So it gets a little bit more difficult, all right, if you're in that over 40 category. So that's why I tell you guys all the time, don't waste your time with the wrong people. Don't drag along a relationship with somebody for 5 years or longer if this person is not progressing, because you could end up being in a relationship with somebody for 5 years, all right, let's say from 34 to 40, even 6 years, right? And that person could leave you for somebody else, or something could happen. They could just say, listen, I don't want to be with you anymore. They haven't made a formal commitment with you. And now you're in the over 40 bracket. So now things get a little bit narrower as far as your options. So what happens is, you know, you're dealing with a lot of people out there and a lot of men out there that are ageists. Not everybody, but a lot, okay? So you could either date younger or you could date older. Now, when we're talking about, you know, how men and women are wired differently, you have to remember that women have settled for the friends with benefits. And it's not just the older women, it's the younger women as well, because they think that this is, you know, the sign of the times, all right? Or however that goes. In other words, what I'm trying to say is they think, oh, that's how it works. You know, we're in a free society and you could sleep with whoever you want and yada, yada, yada. Yes, you could do whatever you want, but you have to understand something. You could be doing this and it may, most of the times with that friends with benefits, it's not going to turn into a relationship. So what you have today in society is you have a lot of women that are giving out easy sex, okay? Because they're settling. Their boundaries have been lowered. A lot of men don't have to work the way they used to have to work, you know, back in the day, all right? And you could say whatever you want about all of this. There's pros and cons to everything, all right? Back in the day when you dated, you were taken out on a respectable date. You went somewhere, you got to know someone, and the men knew that they had to work in order to get the prize, okay? Which was you sexually, all right? They didn't want that, you know, being tied down business. But in the process of that, they got to know you. But now what you have is you have so many available women out there just sleeping with anybody just for sex. So the guys are feeling like, why do I need a relationship? Look at all the fun I could have. And if I want to settle down later, I could settle down later. I can be in my 40s and look for a 28-year-old. That's why we get a lot of women that are like in their 20s saying they get all these older men trying to hit them up and try to get with them. All right. So this is what you have going on. So that's why I tell you, value yourself. Okay. I know that it gets lonely and sometimes you want companionship and everything like that, but you have to keep busy in your life. You have to fill your life with other things in your life. Whether if you're a single parent and you have children, Your children should come first always, okay? You should build on your career, and you should try to meet people in different kinds of interest groups. Forget the dating apps, all right? Anybody who knows the game knows that the dating apps are a joke. 99% of the men that you meet on the dating apps are just looking for hookups, okay? And you have a lot of women on there doing the same thing too, okay? But a lot of those women too think by doing hookups, it's, you know, oh, he's going to love the sex with me and, you know, he's going to want to see me all the time. And what happens is they end up going with this guy, you know, they figure, oh, you know, I'm going to be part of the modern day and I'm going to hook up with him and we're going to have fun together and he's really going to like me and everything like that, without really getting a chance to know that person emotionally, build that emotional bond where there's more there than just sex, okay? Only sex is not going to win somebody over most of the time, okay? Because you can get sex anywhere, anywhere. It's so easy. But what makes somebody want to stay with somebody is that they feel that emotional connection. They feel they're comfortable with you. They feel that you are a safe haven for them, all right? You don't become a want, you become a need. You're their need, all right? So it's not just a matter of wanting you sexually. It's a matter of wanting, you know, that closeness with you, that comfortableness with you, that knowing that you're going to be there for them, okay? It's almost like like a mother to a child. You're going to nurture them, all right? Like the dependency that a child would have on a mother, okay? So there's that bond there. And usually when people, you know, want to be in a relationship, they usually have that kind of feeling of that bond. You know, not everybody. Some people go in head first, just looking at somebody's physical appearance and everything like that. And, oh, they're sexual and I'm attracted to them and they're attracted to me. And then later on, after, you know, they've been in a relationship or let's say they got married, then all of a sudden they're complaining about this or they're complaining about that. Why? Because they never got to know the person they were dealing with. They didn't know that this person had an attachment to their family, maybe. They didn't know that this person could be violent. They didn't know that this person they couldn't rely on financially. They didn't know that this person, you know, they couldn't trust, that they would be talking to other people, or that person doesn't know what the meaning of a relationship is, okay? It means a respect for your partner, okay? I don't care who it is. Whether it's, you know, woman to man to woman, partner to partner, there's got to be a respect for that person. So let me just say in sum, so when you say, oh, you know, I don't understand, why don't men want, you know, just one woman to be with? Why don't they just want one woman to be with? Because men feel that, number one, they have a lot more time than women have, especially if you're thinking in the sense of, okay, you know, fertility and having a baby. You know, men feel that they have more time to have fun and play around. That's one reason, okay? And women, you know, a lot of women that are in their early 30s even, they feel that biological clock ticking. Oh, you know, I got to find somebody. I want to have a baby. I want to be married and everything like that. And I'm just going to tell you this, you guys. It's got to be right. You don't just get married to get married, okay? If you're single, it's okay to be single, all right? You could have children later on if you wanted to. Anything's possible, or you could end up adopting later on. So you don't just settle. You don't just settle for anybody, because trust me when I tell you, you will pay for it later if you end up, you know, getting in a relationship with the wrong person, or let's just say marrying the wrong person. You'll find yourself in divorce court paying out thousands of dollars in lawyers or fighting over custody with children. Believe me when I tell you, all right? So don't feel just because, you know, you're single and you haven't met anybody and you're all depressed. In some ways, say, thank God. Thank God I didn't marry the wrong person and I'm not in a bad situation. Because there's a lot of people out there, you may envy them and say, oh, they're so lucky they're in a relationship. And believe me, you would not want to be with the partner that they have because you don't know what goes on behind those walls in their home. You would be surprised at the things that people have to live with or the things that people put up with. So the grass is not always greener. And I know people in relationships that wish they were single as well. So, you know, it's all relative. It's got to be right. You do things because it's right. But if you're in a situation and you're out there and you're struggling and you're single and you're saying to yourself, you know, these guys, all they want is sex today. And I don't understand why they don't just want one woman. Well, it's because there's so many options out there and there's so many women out there that have made it easy. And that's why a lot of these men are running with it. They're running with it. That's why a lot of these men are playing the women on the dating apps and telling them everything they want to hear. Oh, I want a relationship. Oh, I want to get married. Anybody tells you they want to get married on a dating app, that is a huge red flag, okay? Because believe me, I would 99.99999% would say they're lying, okay? So you just got to be careful. If you could always give somebody a chance, but most of the time it's BS, you guys, all right? Why? Because they like their freedom. Physiologically, men think of sex more than women, okay? So, you know, you have to understand, biologically, we're different. We're different. Men feel things differently than women feel, okay? Our bodies are built differently. So they love, a lot of them love sex, and that's what they want. So if they can go out and they can have fun and everything like that, and there's women out there and there's options out there, they're going to do that. That's why. Unless you meet somebody that is really ready. Unless you meet somebody that's really ready, let's say, and they want to have a family. That's another incentive. A lot of reason people get married is because they want to have kids. They're ready. They want to have kids. All right. Or you've built that emotional bond with them. They feel that comfort with you. And it's come to a point where it's not just a dependency on sex. There's that emotional intimacy that you have with that person, that if that person really feels attached to you emotionally, okay, that they will not want to lose you. And that's usually when it can move to the next step. But if you just drift along with somebody, let's say you're in a relationship with somebody and you're dating them, and this person is not bringing up commitment to you or anything like that, that's where you got to set your boundaries. That's where you got to say, listen, I'm not floating around forever over here, okay? You either know what, you know, you got to lay it down, you guys, because your time is valuable. You got to let them know, you know, if you've been dating somebody and, you know, let's say you've been going out 2 years with the person or longer and they're not ready to move on, I would tell you that you need to have a talk with this person and let them know that you're not going to be, if they can't make a commitment to you, then they're not 100% in. Then they have doubts. They have doubts. Then maybe they're waiting and thinking something better is going to come along. But in the interim, they're wasting your time. You're not somebody's backup plan. All right. And that's what a lot of them do. They make you a backup plan. You know, they tell you, oh, no, we're going to get married. Oh, no, you know, we're serious. You know, I got to see how things are going. Blah, 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 blah. These are all excuses. These are all excuses. Okay. You got to understand that. So, the only thing I could tell you is that, you know, when you're out there and you're looking for somebody, find somebody that is, you know, consistent with you, makes you a priority, and is serious about getting to know you. And when you deal with a bunch of clowns, you delete and block. That's what the delete and block button is for, to get rid of the zeros, the people that will waste your time. And I know it's difficult. You got to weed through, but there are some good men out there that I hear it from the men too. They say the women play games with them, or the women are overly picky, yada, yada, yada. All right. A lot of good guys say that they're having a hard time too. So, I mean, give somebody a chance if they're, you know, showing you some interest. But if they flake out on you, you know, don't even bother. Because if that's how they're coming in the beginning, it doesn't get better. That's the best advice I could give you, all right? And just understand, you know, that when the options, you know, work on yourself in the meantime till you meet somebody, live your life. Don't let this stop you in your life. Okay, life still goes on. There's still a lot of joy that you could get out of life, and be thankful for what you have. Be thankful for your health. Be thankful you have a roof over your head. Be thankful you have food on your table. And be thankful if you have children or good family and good friends. Okay, and live your life for yourself, and, you know, try to meet people in doing things that are interest groups or whatever you like to do, and hopefully you will connect with somebody that way. But in the interim, your life doesn't stop. You still find joy in other things in life, and you know, keep the faith that things will work out, and, you know, you will meet somebody down the road. I know we're in a pandemic. I know it's difficult to date. You should be focusing on yourself, or you could do virtual dating with somebody if they're worth it, okay? I mean worth it. They've put in a lot of time trying to get to know you on the phone or virtually, then maybe go out and meet them. I wouldn't go meet out, just go at this time, go out and meet random people, especially with the spikes in the COVID right now, okay? You're putting yourself at risk. You're putting anybody else around you at risk. And if they're not worth it, you don't do it. You focus on yourself and you tell yourself, you know what? These are hard times, but it will pass. In the interim, I'm going to focus on myself. I'm going to focus on my spirituality and building myself up, and work on, you know, my career, work out on any hobbies I have, talk to people online, get to know them, and this will all pass, you guys. Like everything in history, it will pass. All right. So I hope that helps you. And if it did, please hit the subscribe button and share. And if there's any topics you want me to podcast on, please send them to my email. Okay. At askyaz909@gmail.com, and have a great day. Hi, it's Yaz, and I just want to let you guys know that if you're having a problem in your dating or your relationship, go to my website, link in the bio, and I'm offering email or phone coaching. Because everybody's problems are different, and sometimes you just want a confidential opinion on a situation you're in. You're confused, you don't know what to do, you love your partner, and you're having problems, and you just need somebody to tell it to you straight as to what's going on, why it's going on, and offer you some ideas of how to solve the problem. So go to the website, link in the description, and check it out. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.